July the 12th, 1979. Well, first of all, if you would, just tell me about your family, what you know, your parents, where they came from, how they have to come to Bristow, anything like that.
My father came to Bristow from Texas. Mother came from Kansas. And
his name was what, ma'am?
Ed Wyatt.
And her name?
Josie Wyatt. Josie Hill, before she married him. Mm-hmm. And they lived out to east of Bristow in the community that is now known as the Wyatt School, 8 miles east of Bristow. Mm-hmm.
When did they come here, do you know about?
I don't know. I can't tell you the date.
Well?
And then later we moved north of town. Lived 12 miles north of town. Moved there when I was 8 years old.
Okay, what did your father do?
Farmer. Cattleman. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you went to school where?
Well, I originally went to what is known as the Wyatt School, east of Bristow, and then later on to Victor Chapel, which is north of Bristow, later on to Bristow High School.
Okay. Did your father happen to, let's see, you were born here after they got married?
1903. I was born February 21st, 1903, in Indian Territory.
Okay. Did you ever hear either one of them have anything to say about the earliest days of Bristow that you can recall?
Oh, except that they were here before there was a Bristow here.
Okay. You know, there are two names that sometimes get credit for starting Bristow. You may or may not know something about it. There was the man who was the first postmaster, a man named Crane, who actually set up the post office out here at the railroad. There was a Dr. Bland, who apparently had some property here and sometimes is given credit for starting Bristow. Have you ever heard anything about that?
I know nothing to do with it.
Okay, well, tell me about your own earliest memories of Bristow as a child, I guess, before you moved into town, even.
Well, like all farmers, we went to town on Saturday, met other farmers, did our shopping, went home. And Saturday was a big day. And cotton, of course, was cotton grown in those days. That was what I remember of childhood days.
Did you have any particular close friends who lived in Bristow as a child?
No.
From out around where you were living?
No, not in town. We traded the Jackson Lee store. It was years ago. It was a general store. You bought everything there.
Mm-hmm. That was, of course, in the days before pavement and so on. I've heard that the streets were muddy and on bad days and so forth. I don't imagine it was too different from other similar towns at that time in bad weather. But I've also seen the pictures of all the cotton wagons that you've probably seen.
Yeah.
Did you ever see anything like that, or have you just seen the pictures?
Oh, no. My father, Ray, grew cotton and sold it. I used to go to town a little cotton. That was the very height of enjoyment for a kid to get to go dead to town. A little cotton.
Since Bristow really wasn't Wild West, there was no such thing truly as wild Indians, but I've run into a few people who seem to have fear of them at that age. Do you remember anything about the Indians?
No, we had no fear of them. I went to school with them. I went to school with the beavers and the... they had strange names, Indian. And we were always friends. But I can remember my mother, when she was, used to tell, when she lived east of town, of the Indians that would come, and they would not peek in the windows, and she was afraid of them. And they didn't talk much. They would hang around all day, but if they said something, you'd have to go out and ask them what they wanted.
Let's see. You say you went to Bristow High School. That would have been about 1903, I'm guessing 20 along in there.
1919, finished in 22, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any recollections of the effect of World War One?
Yes, we had them. I remember we all were high school children, girls and boys, within the military training. I remember that part of it. And yes, we were all very conscious of World War II.
Did
World War I, mean.
Yeah. Of course, now, when did you move into Bristow itself?
Well, my family never moved in. I came in and boarded in town and went to high school.
Okay.
And my father lived in country until he died.
All right.
And then later I moved into town.
But you were here and then you married here, I suppose.
Yes. Yes.
Was your husband, where did he come from?
He came from Kansas. He worked in American National Bank, and I worked with Southwestern Bell Telephone Company, and that's where we met.
Uh-huh. You were here then during the oil boom days.
Yes, yes.
Do you have any particular memories of what Bristow was like at that time?
Oh, yes. Of course, the oil industry was a big industry. I remember there were a lot of men killed on the rigs, and they used horses, teams, you know, so much to pull the pipe and things like that. But there was an awful lot of activity, and it was a real industry.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that during the oil days, as you suggest, it was crowded, and a lot of transient people who were living here, of course, and working. Some, especially women, have told me and complained because they said they weren't even allowed to go downtown. It was too dangerous. Did you have any?
I don't think it's as dangerous as it is now. Really, I don't.
Okay.
Our crime rate is greater now than it was in those days.
Well, moving ahead from the oil days, were there any particular effects of the Depression on Bristow that you would fall?
Except we all felt it. It was a reality.
Did you have such things as old soup lines or soup kitchens or anything like that that you can remember?
Yes, they had soup kitchens. Soup kitchens.
And
I remember how many, many men I fed at the back door. Men that, you know, just passing through. That they had something to eat.
Right. Now, World War II, did it have any dramatic effect on Bristow? Obviously, the town was affected like every town, but anything particular that stands out about World War II?
No, my son was 14 when World War II begun. Of course, my first thoughts were of him. Would he be in the fighting? All mothers had those thoughts. And he was in the Navy, but he never had saw any action. And I was a volunteer handling communications, Red Cross communications, military bases off in world during World War II. And it was a reality to me. It made the war more real because I worked with military families. And
mm-hmm. Well, boy, let's go back and dredge up some of your memories. Were there any particular, I don't know how to put this, well, what did a girl your age say in high school, what was social life like? What kind of things did you do for fun?
Well, I didn't have very much social life because Mother and Daddy wanted me to go home every weekend. And almost every weekend, I went home and I studied art and there were a few parties and a few picnics and things like that. But I didn't have a great deal of social life during high school things.
Mm-hmm. And when did you get married? What year?
1925.
Okay. Well, in your early married days, what did young couples do besides try to get along and survive? What was life like?
Oh, at the churches, all had activities for the young people in the evening. We met Sunday evenings. And we had a lot of picnics and things like that. And later on, we had a swimming pool and did what swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And
Do you recall, I don't know how long or when they had the 4th of July picnics, Christmas parades? Do you recall these kind of events?
I remember 4th of July celebrations when I was a little girl. We lived north of town, and we came, daddy and mother and the children, in the wagon to town on 4th of July. We wouldn't miss it. Everybody came.
Mm-hmm. Where did they hold the fair? Do you remember?
We used to have what we call Coles Park, south of town. That's where you usually held it, mm-hmm. before we had City Park.
They also used to have, apparently, Christmas, I don't know whether it parades or what they did. Do you remember anything special about the town on Christmas?
I can't remember Christmas way back there when I was a child in here. In fact, I think I was usually at home in the country at Christmas time and didn't participate. Just quick, the oil.
You think it was, this is a hard question, I guess, to maybe for you to even remember exactly, were there people who were considered rich in Bristow before the oil?
I can't answer that. All I can remember is Thomas. Yeah, it's your oil. There were quite a few of them.
Who are some of the names that come to mind most easily when you talk about the people who made money off of oil?
Oh, Eddie Rollstone and Albert Kelly and the Joneses. There is the M. Jones. And they're supposed to have been 13 millionaires, I think, in this little town.
13 millionaires. I don't think I've ever heard that figure. What church do you belong to?
First Christian.
You may know I've been trying to get churches to put together some little written histories of themselves, you know, so we can collect that too. And I think I'm not sure. I may have one already. You know, we sometimes forget, I think, or I do at least, that really even the events of, say, the last 30 years are history now. Particular changes have occurred in Bristow, just, you know, in your adult life that stand out?
Well, Bristow's not nearly as large as it used to be. You know that. Bristow's perhaps a third of the size it used to be.
Has there been, do you feel there's been an exodus of young people from Bristow?
I think so. I think young people who grow up here have to go away from Bristow to find good jobs, and most of them leave there still. When my children come back here, they seldom see their old friends because they have left Bristow.
Seems to be the pattern with an awful lot of small towns. Maybe it's going to be reversed with the energy problems.
It might be.
Yeah. Have there been any particular events that you witnessed or maybe heard about in Bristow that stand out? I mean, they don't have to be important, just things that were either funny or exciting or any particularly interesting characters.
Well, I have interesting characters. I remember when the American National Bank was robbed.
Right.
That's rather exciting.
You weren't in town at the time, were you?
I was in town. I was working for the telephone company. The telephone company was just back in the American National Bank, and after the robbers left, they exchanged shots, and it was quite an exciting time. I remember the first airplane I ever saw. It landed down at R.L. Jones's, and I was in high school, and they dismissed high school, and we went out to see it.
Mm-hmm. That's the first time anybody's mentioned the airplane.
We'd heard of them, but we'd never seen them.
Uh-huh. You say there were some interesting characters. I say that, who comes to your mind?
Oh, I better not name characters. There were a lot of interesting characters, though.
Well, I've heard of, I guess, the most frequently mentioned one's been a town marshal by the name of Fresh Hour.
Yes, killed lots of people.
And I've heard some everybody seems to have known Dr. King.
Yes, he practiced when he's after he's 90 years old. He's still, and older people didn't have anyone else. They swore by it.
Who were some of the more prominent lawyers?
Oh, but Cheatham and Beaver were, I suppose, most prominent lawyers at that time.
Did your husband work in the bank?
He worked at the teller in the bank, yes.
And he worked there until he retired?
Yes.
Which bank?
American National.
American National, all right. And who was, let's see, that's the one that the Kellys now have. And who had it before the Kellys? Trying to, was that the Jones Bank?
No, the Jones never owned it. It was the, Albert Kelly owned it even before his boys took over. He owned it. Most of the stock in the bank. Broadcasting station, radio broadcasting station.
Yes.
It was really something, you know. I think we had all probably about the first in the nation. And people from Bristow would travel. They said if someone asked where they found Bristow, they'd always respond, oh, that's the place that has that, the broadcasting station. And remember the opening night, grand opening? It was really something. And then it was moved to Tulsa, you know. KFRU became KVOO. And then Mr. Rollstone, of course, killed himself in Tulsa.
I've also heard about, and I think maybe I've had two different places identified for this purpose, but thinking about KFRU, there was apparently some presumably very famous hamburger place here in town.
Hamburger
John? Mm-hmm. What was his name, do you know?
John Lambert, Ram the ETH, I think.
And where was it located, do you recall?
Or South Main, I think.
Yeah. And this was supposed to be the entertainers dropped in when they were in the neighborhood or something.
Everybody knew Hamburger John.
Whatever.
Oh, I don't know what he's talking about. Bristow. In Bristow. And he taught in the country. As I remember, J.H. Newman was in the country. But most of the time in the rural areas.
I see. Well, you do find Lucy West talked
yes,
about his first
I know
teacher.
Her.
In other places, you'll find J.H.A. Dumas and two teachers at the first school.
Maybe. It's possible.
And it's hard to believe they would need two schools, given this, you know, the size of the town in 1898. Mm-hmm. But you do think that Dumas was in the neighborhood.
Oh, yes, I knew him, knew them well, yes. He worked for schools all his life.
Mm-hmm. Did you know Mrs. West?
Oh, yes, Mrs. West.
She's still teaching by the time you got into town?
She taught in the country. She taught at the chapel after I had gone away to high school. Mm-hmm. And she taught various places in the country later on after she died down. Yes, she was very eccentric and I remember her quite well.
What was the school like? I guess the high school in particular, is that was Bristow. Did you feel it was a good, you had nothing to compare it with, but did it?
I think we had a good school. We had Mr. Hutton was superintendent, Charlie Hutton, for years, and his wife was a math teacher. And I think they had a good school. I think he had qualified teachers, and I really do think we had a good school in those days. I think teachers were dedicated.
Well, like so many small towns, high schools, athletics was always a big thing.
Yes.
Do you recall excitement about things like that?
Yes, I remember football before they even had a stadium. They always had football. And Coach Hafer, everyone remembers school, remember Coach Hafer, because he did a marvelous job of working with the boys. And he was truly dedicated.
By the way, I should have asked you this earlier. You named where you grew up. Was that named after your father?
Community. Yes, he gave him the land out east town. Her school district, I named the school for him, Wyatt School.
Well, now, did he buy the land here, since most of this was allotment land.
Yes, he bought the land.
Because I don't know the legal details of how the exchanges were made in Indian Territory days. I was guessing that was probably a lot of land that acquired. Are there any particular stories that you can remember your father or your mother telling you? Maybe about things about the Risto or the area that were interesting to you? Stuck in your mind all these days?
No, not particularly. Of course, I remember the days, of course, before there were cars. And now, as a child, even when I was in high school, there were very few cars, you know. And coming to town from 12 miles was an all-day's journey, you know, to town and back. And,
Were there roads along the section lines back there?
Yes.
I've heard that the boys... And growing up in Bristow, of course, most of them had ponies. I guess they rode, played, or whatever. It just occurred to me, did girls ride ponies a lot, too?
Oh, yes. Yes, I always had a pony when I was on the farm.
Is there anything that you can think of that I ought to ask you that I haven't thought of to ask you?
No, I can't think of anything that is really interesting.
Well... Were there any, were you ever involved in politics in Bristow?
No, not at all.
Or your husband?
No.
As best I can tell, Bristow had its, you know, city elections and that sort of thing, but I can't tell whether they were ever very hotly contested or not. Recall real division between Republicans and Democrats, or was it personal more than...
I can't recall anything regarding